Hello and welcome to RKWP, playing your requests, music, old and new, poetry, prose and observation, from your host, Edmund Preston, and from our worldwide community of listeners.
And thank you, Andrew Piper, and welcome. RKWP, 23rd of October, 2018. And the winter is still not here. I'm not complaining. I mean, yesterday was 21. Hey, it's October, never mind. Down south in England, where we grow grapes and make wine, it's been the very, very best year ever. And they're picking about 30 crates of grapes a day on one vineyard that I saw. So we look forward to a great vintage. Right, first of all, as you know, I'm never very up to date. Last week we had an up-to-date track, Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Thompson from the new movie that everyone is talking about, A Star is Born. And I'm looking at all the clips I've seen. I too am eager to see it. And coincidentally, I was flicking through YouTube and I saw Elton John sings Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me with a special guest performance from Lady Gaga. This was almost a spontaneous thank you concert to the people of West Hollywood for their support for the Elton John AIDS Foundation. A great open-air event, no charge. People just came in the middle of the song. On comes Lady Gaga in the most enormous heels you've ever seen, and she ran in those heels. That was amazing. The song is even more so. It's on YouTube, it's also on here. This was back in 2016, but I think it's about time we got up to date. Elton John, Lady Gaga, and the great song, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. It isn't as good as George Michael's version, but it's pretty damn good. My gift to us all this week.
Well, thank you to the mayor and everybody in the city of West Hollywood to making our dreams come true and helping so many people with the AIDS Foundation. They are amazing. Support your mayor and everyone here. They've done a great job. I'd like to dedicate this to all of you out there for many years of love and loyalty, okay?
Close the door and let me fly away. Don't let the sun go down on me. All I've
That was Elton John thanking the people of the city of West Hollywood, along with his friend Lady Gaga, "Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me." What a nice way to say thank you. Right now, we haven't heard from this next singer for a while, but luckily I've got a request. Josephine and Anna, living in Hartford, and they said, "We've got an anniversary coming up on the 27th of October. It's our 5th anniversary. And I wonder, could you play the beautiful track by Katie Mellower, I Never Fall?" It's a lovely song she composed. And for those of you who don't remember, Katie Mellower is the 8th richest vocalist in the UK. Born in Georgia, in former Soviet Georgia. Her parents moved to Northern Ireland, and then to London. And then she started recording in her spare room. And look at her, 11 albums, all hits. This is a beautiful, gentle song. And I won't spoil the twist by telling you, I'll just play I Never Fall. Happy anniversaries to the ladies in Hartford.
When you fall in love too careless and too fast, it may never last. It's a frightening view, you'll fall down with a bump. I never fall, I always jump. a certain risk. What can your heart stand? Some things can't be planned. But if you get to fly, landing's worth a thumb. I never fall, I always jump. Step at a time, the edge is getting nearer. Now that we've met, the world seems clearer. Before we know, it's now or never. So let's jump together. If he takes your heart, takes you up too high, and you don't question why. But if he lies to you, you'll crash down with a thump. I never fall, I always jump. I never fall, I always.
Katie Melua, I Never Fall, I Always Jump. That's a beautiful, gentle record. And now I'm going to play a track from a band that most of you, and including me until yesterday, had never heard of. I was sent the track. It's by a band called Mandolin Orange. Folk duo. Americana folk duo based out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Group was formed in 2009 in that place and consists of the group's songwriter, Andrew Marlin and Emily Franz. And they have a lovely, gentle sound. I've got a feeling this is going to be a gentle show. Well, I'd like to thank Josephine and Ken of North Carolina for sending me the EP. It really is fascinating. And for you both, no special occasion, you say, but we'd like to hear it on RKWP. Well, it's always good to hear new artists. And by the way, there's a new Streisand album coming out next month. More on that later. In the meantime, here is Mandolin Orange singing Wildfire, released on Yep Rock Records. Home of many fascinating and new artists. Thank you again.
Money rolled in to ever end slavery, cry for war, spread like wildfire. Rebels run wild, they beat their chest and they swear, we're gonna rise again. It should have been different, it could have been easy, the day that old Horn died, hate should have gone with it. Here we are, caught in the wild.
The new sound of Mandolin Orange. Let me know what you think. I quite like them. Released on Yep Rock Records. We've got a bit of a track record of discovering new and exciting singing combinations. Right next, we have Susan Patterson and Elaine and Peter living in Norwich, and Peter and Susanna living not in Norwich. As far from Norwich as you can get on Lake Constance in Switzerland. Both are requesting any episode you care to play, Edmund, of Tom and Irma by Susan Patterson. Well, one of my favourites is episode 7. So we're going to have that today. It's always worth rereading, re-listening and revisiting. Thank you.
my parents, Tom and Irma Trace, lived in Molalla, Oregon in the 1950s. It was a simple time and a good time. My brother Richard, or Dick, as we called him then, was 14 years older than I, and in 1957 was just returning from his tour of duty in the Army. For some reason or other, he took a special interest in me. It might have been because there were so many deaths in our family in the 10-month period before I was born, or it might have been that I was just an odd little duckling, and he took pity on me. Either way, Dick and I sure had a lot of fun doing things that, today, would have gotten us in a lot of trouble. Dick was an outdoorsman. He liked fishing and hunting and tromping around in the woods. In Molalla, our small little logging town, one only had to go a few miles to find woods aplenty, and Dick often took me with him on his outdoor excursions. He bought a red three-wheeled Harley-Davidson motorcycle that had a trunk type of thing on the back. I would sit on that trunk lid and hold on to the handles as Dick drove. The bike was a fine piece of machinery, and we would ride all over the Molalla countryside on it. We would go exploring, target shooting, and hiking. We would also do a lot of fishing. Dick bought me a small rod and reel set and a basket filled with lures, sinkers, and other such necessities. I packed and repacked that basket all the time. Dick taught me how to tie knots, stick worms on hooks, and to fish like a semi-pro. I don't remember catching a lot of fish, but that wasn't the point. My favorite part of a fishing trip was when we would stop at the Y grocery store on the way home, and Dick would buy me a 10-cent Nutty Buddy ice cream cone. Once in a while, I would have a fudsicle for 7 cents. Here's what the catch was, so to speak, with Dick taking me fishing. He would often come and get me out of school to go for an afternoon of fishing. He would walk up to my elementary school teacher and hand her some cock and bull story, like there was an emergency and I was needed at home, or that my mother was in the hospital and he was taking me to visit her, or some such other rubbish. The teacher would actually let me out of school. Can you believe it? I would say nothing and just get up and leave the classroom and go fishing. My parents didn't realize this until it was too late. The truth came out when my mother saw my teacher at the grocery store, and the teacher wondered how my mom was doing since she was so sick and in the hospital, according to my brother. My mother put two and two together and just about died of embarrassment. She did see some humor in my brother's antics, but nevertheless told him to quit taking me out of school. He, for the most part, did. In addition to the three-wheeled motorcycle that we loved to ride, my brother had a string of cars from a 1949 Ford to a newer and more snazzy Dodge. I remember one time Dick and I were driving his Dodge north on Highway 213. Dick asked me if I wanted to go 100 miles an hour. I, of course, said, sure. I watched the speedometer. We did. Dick told me not to tell Mom or Dad. I didn't. Now, back to my mother. Irma was no shrinking violet. My dad's nickname for her was Irish, if you get what I mean. And Irma knew how to use a butcher knife. Well, let me tell you, there is no doubt in my mind that if my mom ever found out that Dick drove 100 miles per hour with me in the car, she would have taken after Dick and or that Dodge with a butcher knife and disabled either one and or both of them. She never found out. We got away with things that were possibly dangerous, but for the most part harmless in those days. On the other hand, we were watched more closely because there was a lot of people taking care of us children. There were teachers, policemen, firemen, shopkeepers, church people, any adult. And we were taught to respect all of them. They had authority over us. Well, you know, all of those adults in the small town talked to each other, too. My sister Sharon, who was 7 years older than I was, didn't get away with as much as Dick did. One time, as a teenage girl might do, she wore short shorts and bright red lipstick downtown Molalla. Someone saw Sharon with a group of girls and happened to drive by our house and told my dad how the girls were dressed. Well, my dad didn't waste any time. He immediately got in the car, went downtown, and brought Sharon home. No daughter of his would be seen with short shorts and red lipstick in public. Maybe if my sister had said that she was on her way to visit our mother in the hospital, she would have gotten a pass from the tattletale adult. In that time, there were no drugs, no alcohol, no abuse, no prejudice, no violence, no harm. Well, of course there were. I just didn't know it. My parents protected me. I'm glad they did. I'm a better person for it. I didn't need to know then what kids know now. I learned plenty after I got to be an adult. My childhood was safe, and for that I am grateful. This is Earlene Gray, thanking you for listening.
Thank you, Earlene Gray, a.k.a. Susan Patterson. Episode 7 of Tom and Irma. Right. Alan in San Francisco. Not Alan the skater. Alan, my other friend Alan, in San Francisco, who lives around the north side. And his wife Marie. I said, Edmund, you played this track before, but if you could play it again for our wedding anniversary on the 25th of October, we'd be delighted. Brush up your Shakespeare, Keenan Wynn. And we've forgotten the name of the other man. Ah, well, it's very easy to do. Keenan Wynn was the more famous of the two. James Whitmore, it was, from the MGM movie, Kiss Me Kate, based on Taming of the Shrew. And these two play debt collectors who are haunting leading man, Howard Keel. And it's just a brilliant song. So funny and so good. Well, happy 29th anniversary coming up. And here for you both. And for all fans of musical comedy, brush up your Shakespeare.
The girls today in society go for classical poetry. So to win their hearts, you must quote with these Aeschylus and Euripides. But the poet of them all, who will start them simply raven, is the poet people call the Bard of Stratford-on-Avon. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow. Just declaim a few lines from Othello, and I'll think you're a heck of a fella. If your blonde won't respond when you flatter her, tell her what pony called Cleopatra. And if still to be shocked she pretends well, just remind her that all's well
that ends well.
Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all bow down. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will bow. If your girl is a Washington Heights dream,
treat the kid to a midsummer's night dream.
If she fights when her clothes you are mussing,
what a clothes much ado about nothing.
If she says your behavior is heinous,
kick her right in the
Coriolanus.
Brush up your Shakespeare and they'll all bow down. And they'll all bow down.
Think style.
And they'll all bow down.
I trow.
And they'll all
That was wonderful. Keenan Wynn and James Whitmore from the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer musical, Kiss Me Kate, based, of course, on the Shakespeare play, The Taming of the Shrew. There's also a good film version of the original play with the Burtons, Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, filmed in Oxford with the Oxford Union. But here is the song I promised you. K-Star of the 1950s, Change Partners. Great memory for some, discovery for others. See what you think.
Change partners, change partners again.
We were waltzing together to a dreamy melody. When they called out, change partners, and you waltzed away from me. Now my arms feel so empty as I gaze around the floor, and I'll keep on changing partners till I hold you once more. Though we danced for one moment, and too soon we had to part, in that wonderful moment, something happened to my heart. So I'll keep changing partners till you're in my arms, and then
Partners, blast from the 1950s. Right, now we're going back a bit further, back to the 30s and the wonderful voice of Jean Sablon. Hervé and Maria living in Lyon, and Thomas and Sarah living in Montpellier, and Alain and Peter living in Montparnasse in Paris. Say, can you play that wonderful track, Qui vous passez sans me voir, You Who Walk By Without Seeing Me. He was a great singer. We want to keep keep his name in front of the public. And so we'd be delighted if you'd play it on the English RKWP. Right, happy to do that. Jean Sablon for our French listeners.
De fleurs, de baisers. Oui, je revois les beaux matins d'avril. Nous vivions sous les toits, tout en haut de la ville. Vous qui passez sans me voir. Me dire bonsoir, donnez-moi un peu d'espoir ce soir, j'ai tant de peine, vous, dont je guette un regard, pour quelle raison ce soir, passez-vous sans me voir, un mot. Je vous aime, c'est ridicule, c'est bohème, c'est jeune et c'est triste aussi. Vous qui passez sans me voir, me donnerez-vous ce soir un peu.
Sablon from the CD Café de Paris, and it's a full 50 track CD, very reasonable, but individual tracks are no longer available. But it's a good buy if you like French cafe music. Right, and now coming up to our last track, and this is one of my favourites from a Sinatra album from the 70s. It's called Cycles, the album. And it represents his interpretation of new and upcoming songwriters. The song that I'm going to play now is the classic, Gentle on My Mind. This is for Louise, living in that beautiful city of Denver, and her partner, Allison, shortly to be married. Congratulations, and for you both, and for us all. Gentle on my mind. Old Blue Eyes himself.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk that makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
and it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds, the ink stains that have dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory, that keeps you ever gentle on my mind. The wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mama 'cause she turned and I was gone. I still run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard erupting in coal pile and the dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend I hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. I still run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gently on my mind.
That was Francis Albert Sinatra from one of his later albums in the 60s, not the 70s, I was wrong, called Cycles. A lot of people trash the album and say he was trying to reach out to too young an audience. Maybe he shouldn't have done Both Sides Now, but there are four or five great tracks on there, like the one we just heard, where he actually connects with young songwriters. And it's an album I've always had a great affection for. So that's it. We are done. 44:12 and rising. Thank you for being with us. It's been another lovely week. Hope you had a good week. It's been warm and windy, is the best we can say. I hope that James Patterson and his friends have had a wonderful week up in Scotland and St Andrews playing golf. So I hope you had a good time. And if you don't have a good time, let me know. I'll play you something, maybe, you never know. It might just cheer you a bit. But in the meantime, this is me, Edmund, saying, as always, bye for now. Bye-bye.
That was RKWP and your host, Edmund Preston. We hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in next time for more of your favourites and ours.